It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Faded as hell right now.
We're on the road to Canton, getting you ready for Thursday's game and Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction on Saturday. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. As a lot going on, as you heard there, we are headed to Cleveland, Canton tomorrow. We'll be covering not only the Hall of Fame game, but the Hall of Fame ceremony with Andre Johnson, the first player to go in for the Houston Texans. Nobody will cover it quite like Sports Radio 610, so we'll be there heading there. So a lot going on, and a lot going on with the Astros as the deadline ends, and a lot of conversation, a lot of people with thoughts, and I would say for the most part, the majority of it was they did not like what the Astros gave up, did not like the deadline quite as much as Dana Brown, the general manager, said, as he said he felt like we had a strong deadline, his words about what the Astros did. And no better to have our guy Robert Flores. You catch him every morning on MLB Central on MLB TV. You can catch him every single morning. And I know you've had some thoughts on this with the Astros. What's your feeling overall before you rip people about their feelings on Joey Loperfido? What's your feelings overall with what the Astros did at the deadline to help their team?
Well, my feeling overall is that I think it's important to look at maybe the work that wasn't done this past offseason. Mm. If we want to go back, yes, they signed Hader. I thought all along that they should have been all over the veteran starting pitching market. They should have been all over Seth Lugo. They should have been all over Michael Wacha. Because I think if you do that, it doesn't then put you in the position that they found themselves in. Yes, injuries are a big part of that. But in this nature of the state of Major League Baseball and MLB pitching, I feel like you almost have to expect injuries at this point, especially when one of your, you know, quote unquote, or not quote unquote, he is, when healthy, one of your anchors of your rotation is a 40-something year old pitcher. No doubt Justin Verlander's headed to the Hall of Fame whenever he decides to hang it up. 5 years later, he's going into Cooperstown, but he's also 41 years old. So I just feel like, if you go back a few months before the season started, it really put them behind the eight ball and found that's one of the reasons they were put in this position. That being said, I want to read you something here. Our research staff at MLB Network is among the best I've ever worked with. So they went back and looked from 2013 to 2023. So that's 11 seasons. They compiled prospects traded at the deadline who became impact players. Now, the term impact players was judged by Dan O'Dowd. Dan O'Dowd is one of our analysts. He's a former Rockies GM, led them to the NL pennant, was Guardians front office, and they were running hot in the 90s. 633 prospects were traded at the deadline during that time span, 11 seasons. 23 of them became impact players. What do I mean by impact players? Players such as Yordan Alvarez, Gleyber Torres, Josh Naylor, O'Neill Cruz, Pete Fairbanks, Andres Munoz, Cole Reagans, Tyler O'Neill, CJ Abrams, Pablo Lopez. You get the idea. 23 of them went on to become impact players. That's less than 4%. 74 of them have become impact players or contributors, guys like on that list. So when I hear people, and I got one person, bless his heart, on Twitter telling me this was the worst trade in franchise history. I was like, You know, they traded away Joe Morgan. they traded away Kenny Lofton for Ed Tobensy. So I understand. Look, we know about prospects more than ever. We know about the rankings. We're informed. We see their stats. Hell, their games are on TV now. But I think it's important to have a little bit of context and just wait. Of the three players, I like Lou Perfetto. Athletic as hell. Tough, gritty kid. The Wagner kid, Billy Wagner's son, he might be the best of them all. But again, we just don't know. I had someone else say, you say Kikuchi, I mean, you trade for him, you send three prospects, he's not going to even get a start in the postseason. And I'm thinking, really? Because right now the Astros are in second. If they were to be fortunate enough to win the division, they're in the wild card round because they would more than likely, things could change, but as it stands now, the West Division winner has the worst record of all the division leaders in the American League. They would be matched up against either the Yankees or the Orioles. If the Astros are fortunate enough to win that series, they go straight into the division series. You don't think you're going to need starts from your fourth and fifth starter? So in that next round? So, like, again, I understand people's frustrations. I do think the price was a little steep, but I'm not ready to say that the Astros traded away Mickey Mantle, Tom Seaver, and another Hall of Famer. I just think we need a little time. As far as the Montero move and news, I mean, look, it had to be done. But you look at the two contracts that were signed when the Astros didn't have a GM, that's Montero for 34.5, and that's Abreu for 58.5. You're still on the hook for those two contracts next year. My guess is that hot dogs at Minute Maid Park are going to be $75 a piece.
They're going to go up. They're going to get it somewhere.
Better not be on Wednesday's Row Flow.
Yeah. Jim Crane's got to get a little get back there. So I reached out because I wanted to come on today because, like I said, hoping to add a little bit more context.
Damn.
I know that's not always popular.
Roflow, that's really good. I love context. I love it. When just to recap, the 600 number you threw out there, we're talking prospects that are traded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying 4% of prospects that were traded over 11 years, which was 600 plus total, 4% of them actually turned into something. So let's just pump our brakes a little bit about getting all up in arms about prospects that are moving.
Yeah. And this is not to say that Joey Loperfito or Will Wagner or Blas couldn't turn into very productive major leaguers. Is there an all-star among the three? I don't know. I mean, there's not one that. Well,
hell, based on the numbers you just threw out there, I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, Astro fans would have a real problem if AJ Preller was the GM. Let me tell you, because the JJ Preller who runs the Padres, this dude, he doesn't even bother to shake the draft picks' hands because he's like, look, I'm eventually going to trade you, so let's not get to know one another here. It's just unfortunately the cost of doing business these days. And the Astros, unfortunately, were in a desperate, desperate need for starting pitching. Is Yusei Kikuchi the answer? I don't know. I don't know. Is he enough to put them over the top for a playoff or a World Series or deep run? I don't know. But they had to have something because what they had, I don't think was the answer.
What are your thoughts on him specifically, though? I mean, I know there's a lot of unknown, Robert, but I mean, I think Ron made the point, which I think it can be not Ron's point, but overall the outlook of Kikuchi could be a little bit misleading. Is if you just look at the quote unquote back of the baseball card, which had Seth Payne just flipping out yesterday morning, which I understand why. But then you go back and Ron did some digging, and you find out his strikeout ability. He's one of the top strikeout guys in the league, and yada yada yada.
And that's the key.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on him, and what are your thoughts on him specifically joining an organization that in the past has some level of pixie dust that they sprinkle on these guys and somehow get the best out of them?
No, I think that's a great point. And I understand Seth and other fans looking at the you know, at the numbers and going, what the heck is going on here? I understand all that. But you bring it up, Clint. It's the swing and the miss. It's the strikeout. I know that that Astros front office coveted that. And also they coveted the fact that he's a lefty and that I believe he has the highest or second highest fastball velocity or average fastball velocity among left-handed starters. I know that's kind of a specific column there, but that matters. And swing and miss in the postseason is what you want. And you're right. I think the Astros should be commended for their track record of finding ways for guys to improve. And I'm sure that they're hoping that, hey, let's get him into our house. Let's get him into our clubhouse. Let's have him work with the people that you know we work with, and let's see what he can do. I will say, when you know, one of our analysts, Steve Phillips, brought up a pretty good point. Yusei had trouble adjusting when he came over from Japan. He had a little trouble adjusting when he came over to Toronto. So now he's being thrust into a brand new team under very different circumstances. So there certainly are challenges there. But again, did they overpay slightly? Yes. But did they need it? Yeah, they did. Unfortunately, they were desperate.
Robert, before we get you out here, let me get your thoughts on this real quick.
Sorry.
You watch everybody a lot more than our listeners do. You've seen Cleveland. You've seen more of the Yankees, more of the Orioles, the top teams, the Royals, the Red Sox, those teams that are in the Twins are in the playoff hunt. Does this Astros team feel like a team that can get to another ALCS? Like when you look and compare them to other teams, do they feel like they can get there? And I'm curious, really, did they feel like they can get there before the trade deadline? And has that changed for you since the trade deadline?
Well, let me answer that two ways. One, I know Mark DeRosa, who I work with on MLB Central, he visited when the Astros were in New York. And they were really struggling facing the Yankees and they looked bad in the two losses. And he had a conversation with a handful of their signature players. And at the time they were like, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We're going to be okay. I think that to answer your question, yes, that clubhouse believes that there's enough to get back to the ALCS. There's enough to get back to the World Series and there's enough to win it. That being said, you guys know I'm a glass half empty guy to begin with. I think they're a little shy in the rotation and they're a little shy in the bullpen. And I don't know Kyle Tucker's situation. I just don't know. That being said, if you had asked me on July 31st, 2023, hey, do you think the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks will make it to the World Series? I would have been like, heck no. I think it's what this expanded playoff format has done and the way the games are managed now. I think it really we have to change the way we look at teams and kind of evaluate teams and seasons. It's not just about winning the division anymore. It's not about that.
Just getting
it's just get in, let's get hot, and let's get going. So, who's not to say that this group of Astros, part of just some prideful dudes that have done a lot of winning on the game's biggest stages, who's not to say that they can't get on a run and win it all again? You know, do I think so? Would I bet on them? No, I wouldn't. But I'm not going to totally count them out. It could happen, sure.
Nothing to get you. Get in, get hot, and get going.
That's it. That's
like,
a t-shirt right
like
there.
Some new Kikuchi in H-Town, baby. I don't know what
been,
t-shirt.
He's been ridiculous since the trade has happened.
I don't know what t-shirt they're going to make on with Kikuchi on it, but I'm buying that damn thing.
New Kikuchi in town.
H-Town Kikuchi. Than yours.
We 5 minutes, Roflo, into our segment yesterday had to be informed by our boss to say his full name.
I gotta say his full name.
His full name because Clint wouldn't let it get away from him.
Yeah, I have not received that edict yet, so you can bet the first time that he makes a start for the Astros, I will try to do that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.